Welcome to Rewire with Brian Coons, a podcast that explores human potential. If this content is useful to you, please rate or share with your friends and loved ones. Welcome to the Rewire podcast. This is episode number 34. I have with me today Rod Blanchard. Rod was my very first podcast guest back in October 2019. Welcome to the podcast again, Roddy.
Thanks for having me, buddy. It's always a pleasure to jump on with you.
All right, brother. Well, listen, man, it's been quite a journey since October, and you know we've been connected quite a bit since then. You actually went through my 8-week Rewire program as well, which we really kind of got into the weeds and all this stuff. But yeah, man, it's just I thought today would be a great opportunity to share some of the stuff from your journey and some of the learnings and insights, because it's been quite a moving, evolving thing. The fact that you've now created all these new habits and you're doing meditation and breath work every day is pretty fantastic. So how are you feeling right now, brother?
Yeah. You know what? And thank you for introducing me to that. I was going in, I was excited, obviously, because we've known each other for so long and I know the benefits and I've seen you transform over the years. But I really thought that meditation had kind of passed me by. I mean, being an athlete all my life, I played many sports, but there's a few sports that I just never took to. Hockey was one of them. And, it's not like I'm going to pick up hockey now. And I thought meditation was one of those things that, I never tried it. I never practiced it. And when I did, I couldn't get into the zone, or I couldn't see the benefits that other people around me were receiving. So, going in again, I was excited, but a little skeptical. But it didn't take very long for me. I think my personality has always been, jump in with both feet. And I did. And I think the difference between trying it in the past where just kind of sitting there trying to get into a meditative state, I would have random thoughts just kind of trickle into my mind. And I would think, okay, what's next? Let's just move on. Let me just check the box that I meditated today. But when I started doing the breath work with you, it really flipped the switch for me. It helped me get into that meditative state. And it's really evolved for me. I mean, over the last, I guess it's been more than 8 weeks now because I've continued on with it. It's been amazing. I mean, it's one of those things that I get up in the morning and that's the first thing I do and I look forward to, where before it was, let me just get it over with. Now it's like, it's something that I look forward to. Even going to bed, sometimes, I'm dealing with something throughout the day, and I kind of park it for my meditation in the morning. And that's been a real game changer for me.
Yeah, man, that's amazing. So I think that's a very common story, is a lot of people will try it out a couple of times. They'll try an app or they'll sit for a little while and nothing's happening. Should there be something happening? This is actually the internal narrative that's going on in their mind. And then I got other shit to do than sit here right now and waste my time. But as you said, when we kicked it off with you, I think it was actually right in week one of the Rewire that we started right out of the gates with breath work for you. And I've noticed that with the people who tried in the past, or even athletes to some degree who, almost like the more of the physiological feeling of the breath, and it just, what it does, it just pops you right through that analytical barrier and allows you just to have that stillness and peace.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I think the one big thing with me is, there's things that haven't talked about with a lot of people over the years, and things that I trauma from when I was a child, that I never wanted to deal with. And I didn't think it was something that I needed to deal with. And I'll be honest, I mean, even now I speak with a therapist and, through meditation, it's really helped me. And I wish I was, able to, I guess, get over that hurdle at a younger age would have been probably way more beneficial. But at the same time, I feel like I'm ready now, and this is what I had to do, and it was par for the course. But right now, I just feel like I've been able to kind of connect with a lot of, like, all of me. I feel like I always, you know, wanted a certain identity for me, and that's who I wanted to be, and that's who I wanted to love. But there was so much more than that that I've been able to connect with through meditation that's helped me deal with, you know, some of the muddy waters when you want to talk about, you know, there's the ups and the downs. And, you know, I used to have a past that, you know, because we've known each other for many years, that I'm a pretty go-lucky guy. But when I go down, it can be a spiral that can kind of take me into a deep, dark place for a couple of weeks before I can kind of come out, where that just doesn't happen anymore. I feel like, you know, now I can, if something is bothering me, or if I have something that I need to kind of address internally, you know, meditation has been a real key thing for me to not only just, you know, kind of try and put those thoughts and put them in a box and never think about them again, but more, how do I deal with it? Why is it making me feel like this? Right. And it's been huge. I mean, when it comes to, you know, professionally, personally, I really feel like I've made huge strides that I don't think I would have been able to do if I wasn't able to connect with some of the things that probably were a pretty big hurdle for me back in the day, if that makes any sense.
Totally makes sense. And the crazy thing was, it is for me sort of, you know, kind of guiding me along. And as you said, you're talking to a therapist in parallel. And between both the fact that you're actually taking time to go into some of these dark places you didn't want to before, kind of shine the light in there, see what's going on, check it out curiously rather than just trying to avoid it. At about week 3 or 4, I just noticed a shift in your energy. And it was so powerful to see that. It really was like so exciting for me to, you know, just to witness that, you know, with somebody who's a, you know, one of my best friends who I care so much about. So it was amazing. And it's interesting, dude. You know, you also say that, you know, we wish you started back then. Like, you know, one of my missions now is to try to, you know, teach it to as many kids as possible, and, you know, hopefully reach some of the guys too, like the, you know, that who, like you and I kind of grew up, we suppressed our emotions. We had to be a tough guy, boys don't cry, all that stuff, you know, that mask of masculinity. And, you know, those suppressed emotions and everything, they don't go away unless you go and dig those out and explore them, you know? So it was really amazing to see that happen. Now going that week 3 or 4 with the consistency and creates momentum. That's something I always say over and over again. There was one point where you actually stopped for a little while and you noticed a regression. What, tell me about that.
Yeah. I can't put my finger on it where, you know, this was the reason why, or I think there was, I let it go for 3 or 4 days and you kind of, okay, now I'm kind of doing other things. But there was something that, in my day to day, I felt like something was missing, and I'm like, oh man, why am I? Like, I just feel agitated. I just feel irritated. I don't know what it, like. And I realized it was because I'd stopped my breath work. You know, again, I think everyone, you know, kind of gets something out of what they're doing, and they feel like, okay, great, that really worked, and you kind of move on, and you forget to kind of continue to practice. And that's what I did. I kind of took the foot off the gas for, you know, I guess it was 3 or 4 days. And, but when I got back into it, it was great. I was able to pick up right where I left off. And again, I think I had, like, there was a couple of weeks where it was all like rainbows and lollipops. It was really nice. I mean, where I'd, you know, open my eyes and just nature in front of me, bunnies bouncing. And it was wonderful, but you know, there was other weeks where it took me into a darker place, that wasn't so cozy. And, you know, I think if I was in any other state, I probably would have been a little scared. And I think, That's one of the things that I've realized, you know, through meditation is, you know, there is some fear inside of me. And, you know, when you kind of bring you into that dark place, you know, I kind of just want to tuck and go into the fetal position. But I think through meditation, I just feel I'm in such a safe place. I'm able to kind of ride the wave. And really, you kind of come out of it and you're like, wow, that was just incredible. So I think that those are the things that I, you know, continue to get up in the morning. And, you know, again, every morning is not like that, but when you have those powerful sessions, it's mind blowing.
Yeah. I remember you talking about, you know, that safe place, and it's, I use that actually in some of my guided practices, the word safe, because when you get past all your thoughts and all your past programming and all those fears and things, and you push through that, and you're in that perfect, blissful, present moment where you just are. There's nothing you're witnessing, really, just nothing, just pure consciousness. It feels safe, you know, and that place is always available to us, but it's really sometimes hard to get through that, you know, to pop through that barrier.
Right, right. You know, and I tell you right now, I mean, the rewire program really helped me there as well. I mean, kind of where I started, the progression was there. You know, even having me, you know, sit with my thoughts, writing my purpose, like a lot of those things, it really kind of starts to crystallize where you are currently and where you want to be. And again, even where, you know, right now with Just Rise, you know, I never thought I would be, you know, working towards an online business. And again, it's scary. The paranoia is there, and you're like, fuck, what am I getting into? But I really feel like, you know, all of these things that I'm going through right now, it's just part of a journey that, again, meditation, you know, kind of writing things down, reflecting where I was, where I want to be. It's like super powerful. And I feel like all of this, like, if anything, it's just such self-development that I think I'm in, you know, a different hemisphere at this point from where I was just like 8 short months ago. So it's crazy, man. Like the meditation thing has always been, you know, something that I was always curious about. But I'm here to tell you, man, like if whoever's listening, if you haven't, you know, or if you've tried it before, or you think it's not for you, give it a try and continue. Like, don't try it 1-2 times. You have to, you know, sit with it, be with it, because, you know, the benefit of where you come out on the other end is just, it's such a game changer.
Yeah, man. Well, I really enjoyed, you shared a lot of your writing with me throughout the journey and where it started in terms of your self-awareness, and where it is now. It's completely in a different place. There's actually, I have something just in front of me here now about meditation. And you said, I used to think meditation was to only resolve disputes between my inner voices and where a neutral self helped facilitate the discussions, negotiations, and ultimately help silence the negativity. I also thought it was only a way to control my mind and thoughts, frantically trying to change who I am. I now know it's about connecting to my thoughts and myself in that present moment. And that's really well written. See what it is, you know, it's amazing.
And you know, when I wrote that, I really, you know, I always thought going into meditation or even just think, or even communicating with my wife, with a coworker, you know, I always looked at it as confrontation. It's just like, even when I think of, okay, I'm going to, you know, try and find inner peace, or I'm going to try and find, you know, happiness internally. All these things, I'm here for the fight. Like it's like you got a lot of things, a lot of shit in your head. Where I've realized now it's not a fight. It's all about connecting and connecting the dots. There's no mediator there. It's really being able to accept it. And I mean, there's a lot of shit from my past that, you know, once you're, you know, able to kind of look, accept, and show some self-love. I mean, you know, one of the things in the Rewire program, as you know, you had asked me to, you know, look in the mirror and it sounds simple enough just to say, you know, I love myself. And I teared up, like, you know, I got into probably four or five, I love you, I love myself. And I started crying a little, like a little baby. And I really thought it was such an easy exercise, but I found it very, very difficult. You know, it took me weeks. And, you know, I was even, you know, talking to my therapist about it as well. And she helped me kind of break it down a little bit, where she kind of had me ease into it. And it was more kind of breaking it down to, I love my fearful self. I love this part of me, or I love that. Because maybe I wasn't at the point of accepting all of me. You know, so that was able, I was able to, you know, kind of baby step it. And, you know, she gave me some good advice as well that I, you know, I still practice this at night, where sometimes she's like, just look into the sky and these beautiful stars that you see. And, you know, there's millions of stars. And the thing is myself, she, you know, reads some of my stuff as well. And obviously we talk, you know, a lot. But she talks about the way I feel, like it's, I always have to identify myself as that one star. And that's what I want to be. And if I'm not that, I'm a failure, or I'm this or I'm that. She's like, you know, it's your body, your mind is just the container of all these stars. And it's being able to connect all of it. So yeah, I mean, I went off a little bit on a tangent there, but.
No, that's good, brother. I really paint a picture. And for me, what comes up when you say that, it's, you know, we often look for external gratification. We look outside ourselves to find our worth, you know, and rather than kind of going inside and trying to fill ourselves up and forgive ourselves for anything that we've done or love ourselves. And again, this is not, these aren't the type of things that we grew up talking about, you know, and a lot of men in particular still don't express any type of emotions or anything. They just keep everything trapped. So it's so powerful to go in there and to release some of these things, because, you know, the tears, those tears, they heal, you know, and it's gives you so much fucking peace and bliss and balance. I mean, life is short, man. So it's so good to, like, you know, start now and go inside and really, really do some exploration and sit with yourself in silence every day and just take a few minutes. And you know, you're talking about launching this, the Just Rise online business, which we'll talk about in a minute. And I'm really excited about that. That's moment of clarity isn't just about working on yourself. It's fucking connection to creativity. It's correct connection to intuition, ideas and things that we just don't give ourselves time to allow to flow through us, because we're always so busy worrying about what's next on the list, or we're stuck in some shitty feeling from something that happened a day ago, a year ago, 10 years ago when we were a kid.
Like even myself, I always, you know, was a very creative kid. You know, I loved to draw, I loved to sing, I loved the arts. But football was way more cool. And, yeah, you know, I kind of, you know, I just, again, like, I mean, I think I love football. Like, I mean, I played it all my life. you know, but at the end of the day, I mean, I really think, like, you know, I always, I'm hard on myself that, you know, I was so lazy. I should have done something with it. Or maybe it wasn't that passionate for me. You know, and what I think of when I sit down and I draw with my kids, like, I can sit there for hours and I have no idea what time it is. You know, or when we're singing, like, I love it. It's just such a beautiful feeling. But again, when I was younger, the area that I grew up in, I felt like that wasn't the cool thing to do. And again, I think that was a pattern that I had all my life, that it's like I wanted to fulfill what people thought I was or should I be. And that's where, you know, I put all of my efforts into, where sometimes you kind of forget to think, you know, what's going to make me happy? Okay, well, you know, at this point in my life, I feel, you know, I'm doing the things that I really enjoy doing. And, you know, again, with Just Rise, it's one of those things that, you know, putting effort into something that it doesn't matter if it succeeds or not, because I think I feel like I've already won. You know, and I feel like if I've changed my life, and if I've changed one other person's life, then it's a success in my eyes. But at the same time, this is a lifetime journey that I feel has been able to, you know, help me, you know, get to the next stage of my life, of being able to say what's important to me, and what am I going to stand up for? You know, what's going to, you know, help me rise to the occasion, so to speak. I feel like it's, you know, there's a lot of different things that are helping me currently. I mean, I always took care of my, on the physical side, where, you know, hey, if I want to get to the next level, I need to be in perfect shape, or I need to physically fit. And I never really thought about it from a mental perspective. And I'm only now putting, you know, effort into, you know, when it comes to meditation, and being able to connect of who I am, where I want to be. I really feel now that if I take care of my mental state, that other stuff is going to fall into place. Like at this day and age, I really feel, when I'm talking about myself at 47 years old, like when I was younger, you can fall and get back up and fall and get back up. And when you get to that midlife, you know, male or female, it's not about just flipping a switch and say, okay, I'm going to decide to just rise tomorrow. You know, it's a commitment. You got to take it all, and you have to, you know, bring everybody to the party. It's not just physical, but mentally. It's the desire. It's the commitment. And I feel like that has helped me again. You know, I keep on coming back to the meditation piece, but, you know, I was always able to talk myself out of not doing something. You talked about self-validation, where, you know, I'd always turn to other people to see if I was doing the right thing. And if I didn't hear, yeah, you're doing the right thing, I would just be, oh, you're right. That's not for me. I'll move on to something else. Where it's now, it's like, you know, where I look for self-validation, it's like, it is those mornings where I wake up and I've got my own time and my own space and my own thoughts. And I can, you know, ask myself, how is this making you feel? So that's where I feel like it's such a game changer for me, the morning piece. And I keep saying game changer, but it's just, it's been something that I've locked into. I know you've been doing the morning morning routine for many, many years. And it's just something that eluded me. I've never really got into the habit. I would get up early before work and, you know, maybe put the news on, and, you know, I would kind of, oh yeah, I'm an early riser. But now with this morning routine, especially starting the day off with nothing but your thoughts, I feel like it just starts my day off on the right foot.
Yeah, absolutely. Such a powerful habit. I mean, it's, for me, my day is not my day unless I actually take that time for myself to invest in myself, to fill myself up, and then I can help other people. To that point, brother, I mean, you just mentioned something about Just Rise, and, you know, you've taken this leadership role recently as well with meditation and Just Rise, the whole philosophy in general. What does Just Rise mean to you right now?
Yeah, you know what, dude? It's like, it's one of those things where, you know, Just Rise has, you know, this is my, fourth 45 Alive challenge. Mm-hmm. But it really, you know, it really starts when you decide to make a stand for yourself, and what's important to you. And I feel, once again, I mean, you know, when we start these challenges and we build these communities, you know, we all start off, the common thread is getting up in the morning, but, you know, everybody is doing what's going to make them maybe feel a little bit uncomfortable, what they want to change in their life, you know, what they want to improve in their life. Every challenge that we've done, I mean, it's taken on, you know, a different face. I mean, right now we're going through a 45-day challenge that, you know, meditation is a big thing and running is a big thing. You know, it's unbelievable that, you know, you got a crew of, you know, Just Risers that get up in the morning And there was nobody except for one person running. And now 90% of the group is running. And I'm not talking like, you know, running for a kilometer, 2 kilometers. You know, some of them are running for 25, 50 kilometers. It's unbelievable. It's nuts, man. Yeah. So again, I feel like, you know, that's where it all starts is, hey, you know what? I'm just tired of taking it. I want to get up and that's where you take a stand for yourself and say, you know what? I've made that decision to just rise.
Absolutely. But you know, it's kind of, what's new for you and that's relatively new for me too. It's that being of service to others and leading others, because now you can't not show up in the morning and take the day off. You know, you're
right.
This is you. This is just rise. This is your challenge. And you know, for those who didn't listen to the previous podcast with Rod, 45 Alive Challenge is a 45-day challenge. It's around health and wellness, mind and body. And as he mentioned, the theme for this one was morning routine and meditation, and it took on a whole new running dimension as well. But you've fucking inspired a group of people to start meditating and start running who I would have never guessed who would have stuck it out at all. And now they're like completely dedicated and it's changing their lives. I mean, that's got to feel great.
Yeah, no, it feels amazing when I see, and again, you know, this community is created even through COVID where you're not seeing people and you're in your own little island. I can get up in the morning and it's fast and furious, man. You get up in the morning and there's, you know, messages after messages of people up doing different things. And it's incredible. And then on top of it, like we threw in, and I'm so happy that it stuck. I didn't know if it would, but, you know, we do, as you know, a boot camp every Saturday morning. And a shout out to my wife who, you know, is an executive saleswoman that, you know, she's not a personal trainer or she's, you know, she doesn't do classes. But I mean, she's a beast when it comes to pushing people and, you know, she's always pushed herself in everything that she's done. But I asked her to do this, lead this boot camp on a Zoom meeting with this group. And she said, yeah, if it's going to help, I'll do it. I'll try. And it's unbelievable. Like, I mean, she's up every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. getting the whiteboard ready and kicks our ass, as you know, for an hour. I sweat more in that boot camp than I do playing a 3-hour football game in full equipment. It's unbelievable. Like I'm super proud of her as well. And, you know, she's helped me push this, you know, just rise. And you know, I want to bring that up as well, where, she's been a motivation. She's an amazing woman that, you know, has helped me rise. So, sorry. And you know, she is, you know how she is. And she's just she's a powerful woman that, you know, I don't say it enough and I don't show it enough, but she's always got my back and she's helped me pick myself up many, many times. And she's been behind this, you know, Just Rise movement from the beginning. So love you, babe. And just a big shout out to you.
Oh, that's beautiful, brother. You know, and Rod's wife is named, her name is Elka. And we've dubbed this boot camp as Alcatraz, which there is no escape from. I did the boot camp extremely hungover in single digit temperatures on my underwear last Saturday, but I haven't missed one and I won't miss any. They're fantastic. So
yeah, no, they're great, man. They're great.
All right, brother. Well, thank you so much for.
Yeah, dude. Thank you.
Just Rise at Just Rise. Follow Rod if you're listening to this. You know, and there's some really cool stuff coming from him. Thank you so much again, brother, and you have a beautiful day.
Yeah, thank you too, buddy. We'll see you in the morning for a Just Rise.